This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "Abe was the best boy I ever saw or ever expect to see." That is what his stepmother, Sarah Bush Lincoln, said about him after his tragic death. And here's what Lincoln himself had once written about her, quote, "No man could love a mother more than he loved her." Along with the words of praise and love between this stepmother and son, what can we learn about the spiritual life of Lincoln from what women said to him or about him? We know that history is being rewritten to right the wrong of it being his story. One small way to do that is to see what women's voices say of Lincoln. Even though Lincoln was clearly a 19th century male in many ways, certainly as a patriarchal, if kindly, husband. Let's start with the reported conversation between Marilyn Monroe and the poet and Lincoln biographer Carl Sandburg. She is said to have said that she had always wished that Abraham Lincoln had been her father. Women in the senior college Lincoln classes that I teach don't disagree with that. We also know that the renowned muckraking journalist Ida Tarbell not only brought down John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil monopoly with her massive research, but she reignited the world of Lincoln biography with her two-volume work at the turn of the last century. She herself, Ida Tarbell, was so moved by Lincoln that she returned to America from her long stay in France, saying that my country's problems are my problems. She took responsibility for the dark times that had resulted from the Gilded Age. The spirit of Lincoln, by her own admission, helped her to do something about America. From Lincoln's own time, there is a little-known essay about him by Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin. Some people also claim that Lincoln was to have said to her at the White House, "So you're the little lady that started this great big war." I'm not so sure about that. But I have come across a quote from a regular newspaper column that Stowe had written during the war, in which she praises Lincoln for his feminine qualities. He was such a man's man in so many ways. What did she mean? Well, she had a metaphor, an image for her meaning. She was praising Lincoln for his strength of purpose, his steadfastness, his predictable reliability, all strengths desirable in a president. Her image was that Lincoln was like a cable, a steel cable. The way she pictured it was that the cable was firmly and securely fastened at one end, but reattachable and movable at the other end. She saw Lincoln as strong but and flexible, strengths she identifies as feminine. You can imagine she is contrasting him with ideological and bullheaded men who are strong but rigid and unable to change with the situation. This pragmatic adaptability is certainly a characteristic of Lincoln, who once said, "My policy is to have no policy." Lincoln was not a rigid man, just a strong man. His flexibility got him criticized by other men as his essential passivity, though some historians praise that in his nature now and see it as essential to the democratic mind, a mind that includes paradox and ambiguity and flexibility without abandoning principles. Of course, Lincoln's sweetness to animals and children can easily also be identified in the spirit of Harriet Beecher Stowe's thoughts on Lincoln. Seeing him as a kind man with the kind of spirit that even now can guide us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.